Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day. And through it all, the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them. But to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. To be quite honest with you, I really struggled with the readings this weekend. Sometimes, even as a homilist, you have that writer's block. Not really knowing what to say to your audience. But let's take a little stab at it this morning. I noticed a very bizarre and interesting theme in our scripture readings, in particular our first reading in our gospel this morning. So let's look at Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel tells us, "Birds from every kind shall dwell beneath it." Now let's look at the gospel. Once the seed is sown, it springs up. It becomes the largest of plants and puts forth its branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. You guessed it. Our theme today, birds. When you think of birds, they just do what they want. They go where they want. They seem to be very random creatures. In one sense, we can describe God in these similar words, that God is free and that God seems to move in very random situations. God moves us, what it seems like to be random situations. God dwelling within the many places of our life. God searching for us. Sometimes it seems that God is under the radar. And this may terrify us, that we are not in control of our lives, and that all of our plans can be changed in an instant. So what do we see among these birds, these seeds, that Jesus is talking about today? We see the smallness of ourselves becoming great in the eyes of God. In the long run, we have to allow God to work in our lives and allow God's freedom to transform us. In the parable today, it really doesn't seem to matter where the farmer sows or what the farmer does afterward. If you look at that parable even closer, it seems like that the human individual is inactive. Unless you count sleeping and dreaming as part of the process of growth. But night and day, God or the seed grows while we humans sleep. The soil, not the human being, is silent. But the active partner in the seed's growth. This very unique parable that we see takes place after Jesus just announced that all who do his will are his mother, his brother, and his sister that we just heard last week. And at times, I really believe that we are meant to struggle with these readings and with these parables that Jesus presents us with. Jesus asks us every time he proclaims a parable, where do you see yourself in this parable or in this story that I'm about to tell you? Are you the soil or the seed? There's no wrong answer. Are you the soil or the seed? Do you grow? And do you allow that growth to take place in your faith? Having that relationship with God, it has to start somewhere. And as we know, my dear friends, it doesn't happen overnight. The soil must be prepared. The seed has to be planted. Pope Francis, in his Joy of the Gospel, which he wrote only 2 years ago, he tells us that faith is not a show where we count how many people come as a result of our publicity. But faith is something deeper. It goes beyond all measurements, measurements of success, of numbers. It may be that the Lord uses our sacrifices to shower blessings in another part of the world. Have we ever thought of that? Our prayers not just affecting our local community, but prayer affecting the whole universal church, the whole world. But the Holy Spirit works as he wills, when he wills, and where he wills. So let's go back to that bird. That bird that goes wherever and whatever it pleases. That bird is looking for large branches. Will you prepare God to enter? Are you planting the seeds and preparing the soil in your own soul? A daily choice that each of us are asked to make. Sometimes we don't spend enough time with the Lord, and we forget that daily invitation to live with God, to receive his Spirit, to live with our Heavenly Father. May our souls become like a garden, overflowing with love, mercy, and understanding. And may we know that God looks upon our smallness with great wonder and awe.